Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another dose of social confidence. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, forgiveness. Not just for others, but for ourselves too. Now, I know what you're thinking. Forgiveness? That sounds like some touchy-feely stuff. But trust me on this one, folks. Forgiveness is a superpower. It's the secret weapon that unlocks emotional freedom and opens doors to genuine connection with yourself and the world around you. Ever feel stuck in a loop of resentment or anger? Like those past hurts keep dragging you down? We've all been there, but holding on to negativity is like carrying around a heavy backpack filled with rocks. It weighs you down, makes it harder to move forward, and honestly, nobody wants that. So how do we break free from this cycle? How do we learn to forgive effectively, let go of the baggage, and truly move on? Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can change your life. First up, understand that forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's not about saying what someone did was okay or forgetting it happened. Forgiveness is about releasing yourself from the grip of those negative emotions. Think of it like this. You're choosing to untie the knot that's binding you to the past, freeing yourself from its power over your present and future. Second, remember that forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. There are no shortcuts, no instant magic buttons. It takes time, patience, and conscious effort. Be kind to yourself along the way, acknowledge the progress you make, even if it's small, and don't beat yourself up if you stumble. Forgiveness isn't about being perfect, it's about continually choosing to let go. Third, practice empathy. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Not to excuse their actions, but to understand their motivations, their struggles, their own story. This doesn't mean you have to agree with them or condone what they did. It simply means opening your heart to a deeper understanding, which can help soften the edges of resentment and anger. You know that feeling when someone hurts you, and instead of lashing out, you find yourself wanting to understand their why? That's empathy in action, and it's a powerful tool for forgiveness. Fourth, focus on your own healing. Forgiveness is ultimately about setting yourself free. It's not about punishing the other person or seeking revenge, it's about releasing the weight of anger and resentment so that you can move forward with lightness and joy. Spend time nurturing yourself, engaging in activities that bring you peace and happiness, and surround yourself with supportive people who lift you up. Remember, your well-being is a priority. Finally, remember that forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's an ongoing practice. Life throws curveballs, and sometimes we find ourselves facing past hurts again. That's okay. Forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to let go each time those feelings arise. It's about building resilience and cultivating a heart that is open to healing and growth. Now, let me tell you a story. Imagine this, you're at work, and a colleague takes credit for your brilliant idea. Your stomach sinks, you feel betrayed and angry. Ever been there? Now, instead of letting those negative emotions fester, imagine choosing to forgive. It doesn't mean condoning their behavior or pretending it didn't happen. It means recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, choosing not to let this one incident define your relationship, and focusing on communicating your perspective clearly in a future conversation. This act of forgiveness allows you to reclaim your power, maintain professional relationships, and move forward with grace. So, here's the takeaway. Forgiveness isn't about being weak or letting people off the hook. It's about strengthening yourself, breaking free from emotional chains, and embracing a life filled with genuine connection and joy. Remember, you deserve to feel light, unburdened, and ready to embrace all that life has to offer. Ready to take action? Start by identifying a past hurt that's still weighing on your heart. Take a few minutes to reflect on the situation, acknowledging your feelings without judgment. Then, choose to forgive, not for them, but for yourself. You've got this. And remember, sharing is caring. If you found this episode helpful, spread the love and share it with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep shining bright and embracing those powerful moments of connection.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.